Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. You know, we're all about that gentle motivation, that little nudge to get you moving when life feels like it's dragging you down. But before we can really take those strides forward, before we can conquer the mountain, we gotta look inward. We gotta understand ourselves better. Today's episode is all about self-awareness. A bit of a buzzword, I know, but trust me, it's way more than just another trendy term. It's about tuning into your thoughts, feelings, and even your physical sensations. Ever feel like you're on autopilot, reacting without really thinking? Yeah, that's where self-awareness comes in. It's the key to breaking free from those automatic responses and making conscious choices. So, what are some key takeaways here? Number one, pay attention to your thoughts. I mean, really listen to them. Are they positive, negative, critical? Knowing what's swirling around in your head can help you manage those thoughts and prevent them from spiraling out of control. Think of it like cleaning out your mental closet. Get rid of the old, outdated stuff and make room for the good vibes. Number two, recognize your emotions. Don't just shove them down or try to ignore them. Feel them, label them, anger, sadness, joy, even boredom. They all offer valuable insights into what's going on inside you. It's like having an internal weather report. Understanding your emotional climate helps you navigate life with more awareness and clarity. Number three, be mindful of your body. Our bodies are amazing communication tools. Pay attention to aches, pains, tension, even your energy levels. When you feel a twinge in your shoulder, don't just brush it off, ask yourself, what's causing this? Stress? Poor posture? Maybe it's time to take a break and stretch or get some fresh air. Number four, identify your values. What's truly important to you? Family, friends, creativity, adventure? Knowing your core values can guide your decisions and help you live a more fulfilling life. It's like having a compass. It points you in the right direction, even when things get foggy. And finally, number five, practice self-compassion. This one's crucial. Be kind to yourself, especially when you stumble or make mistakes. We all have our flaws and imperfections. That's what makes us human. Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about progress, celebrating the small wins and learning from the setbacks. So, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine your friend Sarah. She's always stressed, constantly on edge, snapping at people. You know she's got a lot going on, but you also see that she's lost touch with herself. Maybe she hasn't taken time to really check in with her thoughts and feelings lately. If Sarah was more self-aware, she might notice those triggers that set her off. Maybe it's certain situations or conversations. She could learn to identify her stress response. Is it racing heart? Tight chest? Clenched fists? Knowing these cues would allow her to take a pause, breathe, and choose a different response instead of reacting impulsively. Think about Sarah's story. How can you apply this principle in your own life? Are there any patterns or triggers you recognize in yourself? What are your values? How can you live more intentionally by aligning your actions with what truly matters to you? Self-awareness isn't just a fancy buzzword, folks. It's the foundation for genuine growth and lasting change. By tuning into ourselves, we unlock our potential to lead more fulfilling lives. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient, be kind to yourself, and keep practicing. Ready to take action? Start by journaling. Just 5 minutes each day can make a world of difference. Reflect on your thoughts, feelings, and experiences. Ask yourself, what am I grateful for? What challenges am I facing? How can I show myself more compassion? And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. Let's spread the message of self-awareness together. Until next time, keep moving forward, one mindful step at a time. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.